Random House Audio presents The Loudest Voice in the Room, How Roger Ailes and Fox News Remade American Politics, by Gabriel Sherman. Read for you by Eric Singer. An institution is the lengthened shadow of one man. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Television rarely, if ever, tells the whole story. Roger Ailes. Prologue. The Most Powerful Man in the World. On the evening of December 7th, 2011, Roger Ailes found himself in enemy territory, mingling with journalists in the East Room of the White House at a holiday party hosted by the Obama administration. As the chairman and CEO of Fox News, Ailes was effectively the most powerful opposition figure in the country, with a wide swath of the Republican establishment on his payroll. The reception was studded with East Coast news anchors, Ivy League journalists, and Democrats, the kinds of people Ailes had built his career by attacking, and the kinds of people who Ailes believed had it in for him, too. Though Ailes had spent more than four decades in Washington, D.C. and New York City, he still saw himself as a scrapper from a small town in a flyover state who'd had to fight for everything he had. When asked by one reporter what his antagonists thought of him, he replied, "I can pretty much pick the words for you. Paranoid, right-wing, fat." But Roger Ailes believed in the importance of American institutions and in the sacredness of the presidency, which was why he'd brought his 11-year-old son Zachary along to meet the president. And the White House was a place where Ailes had long been comfortable. He'd been going there since he was a 28-year-old television advisor who'd helped...